Okay, today we're going to try to understand the rule of Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vaday as it applies to Dinei Mominis. And we have here the last piece of Taisus, Zedekel Revia, where Taisus gives a Hagdara. When we do say Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vaday, when we don't say this rule of Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vaday. So let's see Taisus. Timer. The first wide line, Taisus asks that in our Mishnah, when one of them says Kula Shali and one of them says Chetzi Shali, Neima Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vaday. D'Haimer Kula Shali, Yeshlei Bevaday Chetzi. The one who said Kula Shali certainly has a right to part of the Taos. V'Haimer Chetzi Shali Safek and Yeshlei Baklom, and the one who said Chetzi Shali is only Mesopik and he has a right. So let the Vaday win in Safik Maitzim Midei Vaday. So Taisus doesn't just ask the Kasha Mitzara Svara, Taisus brings a Raya. Kedamrinam Aperka Chaylitz, he brings a Makar in the Gemara, where Safik V'yavam Shabo Lachlaik B'nichsei Saba, Safik Amar Anobar Masna Anob, V'isli Talga, V'yamar Ma'at Baradidi, V'lesleif V'lai Midi. You have two people who both claim to be Yarshim. One certainly is the son of the person who died. The other one, we're not sure if he's the son of the person who died or a son of the son. So there you have the case of Yerusha. One is a Vada Yairish and one is a Safik Yairish. So by a Vada Yairish and a Safik Yairish, we don't say Achlaiku. We say that the Vada Yairish gets the whole Yerusha. So here also, if one says Kula Shali and one says Chetzi Shali, why are we saying Yachlaiku? Let the Kula Shali win the whole thing. Sorry, the what? The Vada is the one who says Kula Shali. He Vada has a shaykhah to the talis. He certainly owns part of the talis. Just like over there, one of them certainly owns part of the Yerusha. Here he certainly owns part of the talis. That's what you have to understand. In our case?
Yeah.
What do you mean, the suffix? Right. You're right to fill it, and like you said, it's a difference. Questions really make a difference. Okay. So to fill it. Okay. What? So it's a rush says to fill it. Yeshleimer. The Hassam Yavam Shu Benoishal Saba have a Vada Yarsha. Velayeti Asafik, a Safik Mamon. Taisa is different. When you have a Vada Yarish and a Safik Yarish over there, Loyeti Asafik Misafik Mamon. You have a Vada Yarish, so the Safik can't take from you. Aval Hacha, ain't Svara Mashu Vada Bechetze, Shayay Loy Lechetze Yashay. Because he's a Vade in one half of the talus, what does that do with the other half of the talus? The two different halves of the talus. And one half is David with the other. And by Yerusha, why don't you say the same thing? By Yerusha, he's Zichur entitled to half the Yerusha, and it's a Safik, the other half of the Yerusha, and one half has nothing to do with the other. So Tais says, no, Yerusha is different. Why is Yerusha different? Well, why is Yerusha different than here? So this is where we need Reb Chaim's explanation of Taisus. Reb Chaim just really, in Nashtakal Torah, it's an explanation of Taisus. Reb Chaim just says, as you say, which some people told me they learned Pashm Shad and Taisus that way, which is not a problem. Reb Chaim's insight is that by Yerusha, each person, if a man dies and leaves two sons, let's say Vada, he left two sons. each son is really a Yairish in the entire Yerusha. When a person Yarshins, he has a right to everything. And his brother has a right to everything, and then they make a chalukah between them. A Yairish, really, there's no, it's not like a hefetalis. Hefetalis is hefetalis mine, hefetalis is yours. Yerusha, it's a separate idea. Yerusha is something where everyone shares to everything. And then they have to come to an agreement to split it between them. So that's the explanation of Taisus, the chiluk between Yerusha and Talis. Talis is I get half the Talis. I'm holding a Talis, you're holding half the Talis. You're holding one and I'm holding one. So on my half that you're made, it's mine. On your half, we're fighting. I don't have any vadois in your half. In Yerusha, I'm shayach to everything. I have a shayachis to everything. So therefore, there's a difference between Yerusha and here, which means from Taisus that Ein Safik Maitimi De Vadei is limited to cases similar to Yerusha, where the Vadei has a shayachis to the whole thing. Then we say Ein Safik Maitimi De Vadei. And that, where he has no shayachis to the whole thing. And that's like probably Pashuk Shad in Taisus. Reb Chaim says this, I saw B'shem B'chem D'Shloimoi, then he says the same shot here in Tarsus. So let's go to the Reb Akiva Eiger. Interesting case. The case is interesting besides Ein Safik Maitimi De Vadei. Reb Akiva Eiger has a shayla, it's a chelek beis, Siman Dalet, on the seder of Kedima to Kaddish. Today, we're naig, most of us are naig, that all the Yisaimim say Kaddish together in Shul. Originally, the minig was that only one person said each Kaddish, and it was a Seder of Kedima. Today, for Davening for the Amid, I guess it would be similar. Davening for the Amid, we're not yet at a point where all the Yisaimim daven for the Amid together, and only one person davens for the Amid. So there's a Seder of Kedima. Someone who's touched Shloshim is before someone who's touched Yibes Chodesh. A certain order of Kedima. One of the parts of Seder Kedima is that a member of a Kehila, of a Shul, has Kedima to someone who's not a member. So that, let's say, two people are otherwise equal, and one is a member, what the Riki Vega calls a member of the Chevra, it means a member of the Shul. So that person has kedima to someone who's not a member of the Chevra. So the Akiva Eiger was asked a shayla in the following case. You have two people. One person is a member of the Shul, and he's saying Kaddish on his father, who is also a member of the Shul. The second person is not a member of the Shul. He's a guest. But his father was a member. His father was a member of the Shul. How do you look at Dine Kaddish? Interesting, Chakir and Kaddish. Is Kaddish a din that's totally in the nifter, in the mace? If you look mitzad the mace, mitzad the nifter, then both niftarim were members. They should be equal. Because in both cases, the one who was nifter was a member of the Shul. So if you go according to the nifter, whose membership do you look? The membership of the nifter or the membership of the one saying the Kaddish? If you look at the nifter, if Kaddish goes according to the nifter, so then they're both members. Both niftarim are members. They're equal. Or maybe not. Maybe Kaddish, you look at the one saying the Kaddish, the one who's actually saying it. If you look at the one who's actually saying it, and he would have to be a member to have Kedima, then, in this case, one is a member and one is not a member, so he'll have Kedima over him. So this is the kind of the question that was asked to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If Kaddish is a din in the Kedima of Kaddish, is a din in the Nishter, or if it's a din in the one who's actually saying the Kaddish. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger answers that it's a machlokes rishayim. He brings a tshuvas Maharam Mintz, I think, who says that it's a din in the one saying Kaddish. He brings a very nice raya. If you're in a shul and there are two people died, And one left one son, and one left three sons. So how did they split davening for the Amri? They split it four ways. They split it by the four people. Who are you saying? We don't say, well, two people died, so let half of the time his son should daven for the Amri, and half of the time one of his sons should. No, we divide it by the Chayim, by the people who are saying Kaddish. So the Maramin told that it's a din in the people who are living. He brings a Chubas Maril, where the Maril holds it's a din in the Niftar. And however he answers the Raya, the Maramin says Raya, he says a din in the Niftar. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger, Hayyaisis HaMachlaitis Rishon. And Shulchan Aruch didn't pass it. So the Maisa, it has a din Safi. Lives of Suffolk, is it a din in the Nifter, or is it a din in the one saying the Kaddish? That's the first part of it, the Kinegar. That it's a question, it remains a Suffolk, the Machlokes is Rishayim. Is it a din in the Nifter, or a din in the one saying the Kaddish? Once we've established it's a Suffolk, so what do we do? What's the Halacha? You have now two people in Shul. They both want the Kaddish. Or they both want the Amid, or in this case, they both want to split up the Kadesh. They both want the Kadesh. One of them says, I'm a member, the son of a member, so I get all the Kadesh. I should say all of them. The other one says that my father was a member, so it's at least a Suffolk. Maybe I'm entitled. So he also wants Kadesh. So Paschal Rabbi Akiva Eger. In Suffolk, might to me, they got that. One person is a Suffolk, he was entitled to say Kaddish. Because we're not sure. Does it go according to him or does it go according to his father? The other one is a Vadai. So, in Suffolk, might to me, they got that. You can't take the Sveikis and give him a Kaddish for Mokin, where the Vadai certainly has a right to the Kaddish. That's what the Kivag is, Truva. And if we weren't learning Taisus in Bav Metzia, we just learned the Tshuva would be a very Geshmaka Tshuva. Nice clear, if Kaddish is a din in the Nifter, a din in the Chai, and it's a Suffolk, and Suffolk might be Devada. Very good. Now, Bekiva Eger says that this stims because of our Taisus. This Bekiva Eger here is bothered by something. What's he bothered by? L'chaira, what's the case? Let's say that davening a tefillah that has one kaddish. Let's say that davening a tefillah has one kaddish yasa. So then, I understand Rabbi Kivega very well. It's pashut. There's only one kaddish to be said. He's a vadai, he's a suffix, we give it to the vadai. So then it'll be very easy, very geshmak. It's pashut. There's one Kaddish, and he's a Vadai, he's a Suffolk, finished. What about a minion with their two Kaddish? A minion with their two Kaddish Yosses. Let's say now you say, El Dabar Hashem Leinu. There's one Kaddish after Leinu, and the second Kaddish after El Dabar. There's two Kaddish. So, what do you say in such a case? The one is a Vadai. He's going to get one Kaddish for sure. The other one is timing. I should get the other Kaddish. Right? He's saying, I should get the other Kaddish. He's saying, no, I get the other Kaddish. Because a member gets all the Kaddish. And if you're not a member, you don't get. He says, yeah, but I might be a member, so I should get one. I want to get one Kaddish myself. In this case, when they're arguing about the second Kaddish, is that Ein Suffolk Maitzimi Dei Vadai? When they're arguing about the second Kaddish, is that a case of Ein Suffolk Maitzimi Dei Vadai? Huh? Chayr, according to Taisvis, the way we learned it to Reb Chaim, the Chayr it's not. Because in the second Kaddish, he's not a Vadai. The second Kaddish, no one's a Vada. Because the one was a member, the son of a member, he got a Kaddish already. It's a question, is he entitled to the second Kaddish? No, but if it would be two members, then one gets one Kaddish and one gets the other Kaddish. If you get two members in the shul, let's say Kaddish. So one member gets one and the other member gets the other. If there's only one, you do a gyro normally. Normally there's only one, they have to do some type of gyro and make a pshara. Yeah. There's a shleishim and a shleishim and yivei tzai. The shleishim should get everything. Yeah, chilukim by shleishim and yartzai. It says whichever one you hold has kedima, and the other one gets one. But there's an explanation for that. Normally, a shleishim and a yivei tzai, the shleishim should get everything. Should get everything. What?
So,
the fact that
he's a
vadi,
if he's a
member, he should get everything. Right. So when I have a talis and I say kula shalim, I would get the whole talis unless somebody has a time on half the talis. If someone else is saying chetzi shalim, so we're saying the fact that I have a right to my half of the talis has nothing to do with the second half of the talis. Here by the kaddish, the one who's a vaday member, he's definitely going to get one kaddish. That's for sure. Oh. Why is he zicher in the second Kaddish? I don't understand.
Because he has right to every single Kaddish. The issue is that you have to split it up amongst the Yorshim. Other people have to say Kaddish, so then you have to split up accordingly. But generally, he has every Kaddish. So he has right to one Kaddish.
So what you have to do to explain this to Rabbi Akiva Eiger is do... If some of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is still a Reb Chaim, which is Pashup Shad, you have to say, just like Reb Chaim said about Yerusha, what did he say about Yerusha? That every child has a right to the whole Yerusha. So you would have to understand Kaddish the same way. Each Yasim really has a right to the whole, to all the Kaddish. Well, that's why you have to look at it. Each Yasim has a right to all the Kaddish. But since there's someone else who walked in now, that's why you have to understand it. I'm asking. Huh? How do you understand the Reb Akiva Eiger? You have to make same Kaddish like Yarshim. Just like Yerusha, you have a shachis to the whole Yerusha. So you have to say the same thing here, that Reb Akiva Eiger is saying that each person really has a shachis to all the Kaddish. Why? If the other person davened a different minyan, then he'll say all the Kaddish. So he has a shachis to all the Kaddish. And Memela, when the other person comes in, that's what you have to say to Reb Akiva Eiger. He's making a Hagdorah here in Kaddish. He's making it similar to the case of Yerusha. So we have to somehow find the similarity, which according to Reb Chaim, the similarity is that just like by Yerusha you have a right to everything, you have to understand by Kaddish Be'etzem he has a right to all the Kaddish. Every Yasim has a right to all the Kaddish. So Mimela, if they have two, they have to split. It's just the way we learn Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and it's fine. I'd like to tell you two more cases of Ein Safek Matzim Yidei Vaday, and undoubtedly there are many cases of Ein Safek Matzim Yidei Vaday, but I'd like to tell you two more. Both are in Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. One I understand very well, and one I mamish don't understand. We'll start with the one that's easy to understand. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Pei, in Rishiv Zion. Simon Reish Pei Siv Zayin had the following case. A man dies and leaves two children. One is a boy, one is a son, and the other is a tumtum. As you know, a tumtum is someone who is a Safik Zachar, a Safik Nekeva. A tumtum is someone who is Safik Zachar, a Safik Nekeva. I remember once when Moshe was giving shir. What the sugya was is not important, but it had to do with Bris Milah. So he was learning a case of Tumtum Adragonis Umishi Eishlai Shnei Evarim. It had there a case of a Tumtum Adragonis, someone who has two Evarim to do well. So Ramesh said then, on the third thing, Mishiyesh l'shnei Avarim, that there's no such metzias as Manazeh. So remember, I was sitting in the shir, I was wondering, like he's saying, there's no such metzias as Manazeh, like the other two Tumtum and Dragonist, there is. Unfortunately, I grew up, I learned that there are such things today. That the Tumtum and Dragonist, like we think of as a metzias that once happened, there are such things. They're interesting halachic shaylos. Just nobody advertises when these things happen. But there are ways to deal with it. But there's such a thing. To me, it was like an eye opener. You learn Tumtum and Dragonist, you think it's like a carbon oil. It's only nice time of Shia. At any rate, the Shulchan Aruch, it talks about this case. You have a Zachar and a Tumtum. And the father dies. So what do you pass him? Who yashins? Zachar yashins, easy, right? Either Tumtum says, let's do Yachloiku on the other half, but maybe I'm a son of the Kaver. So you say, and it's Zachar, but it's a very easy case. Mishmat, Chaber, finished. Sivches. A man dies, he leaves two children. He leaves a tumtum, and he leaves a daughter. So he died and left a tumtum and a daughter. But what do you say? That should be the thing. Echloiku. Why echloiku? Stuffing. Does everybody agree? It should be echloiku, what do you say? They should split it. So therefore, what should it be? No, sorry, there's a tumtum and a nekeir. So she get the tumtum. She get why? Shulchan Aruch says like you, but I don't understand it. Right? You have to explain it, right? So what do you say? A tumtum and a daughter? What should follow? Yehuda? What? I don't understand. Isn't it Pashut? You have a tumtum and a daughter. Now, I want someone to tell me why I'm wrong. You have a tumtum and a daughter. Shulchan Aruch says they split. I read it, I couldn't understand. The tumtum is a vada yayush. The tumtum yayush is one ashach. If the tumtum is a zachar, then he gets everything. If the tumtum is in a keva, he's still a yayush, just that he'll have to split it with his sisters. The sister is a sofik. Because if the tumtum's a zachar, she doesn't yash. If the tumtum's in the keva, she does yash. So the way I would say is ein sofik moitim yidei vadai. The nekeva can't yash. You're mocking the tumtum, who's a vadai.
It's like a vadai
shemot. Let me think about those words one second. But the vada yayush. When you say he, you mean the tumtum.
If the tumtum is a girl,
getting
half the
shirt.
If he's a boy, then he gets
the whole thing.
But now it's not a vada, he's getting the whole thing. The vada.
But it's exactly the same case. One minute, we just said that a yayush who's vada going to get is considered a vada in the whole thing. Is that what we learned? Anybody who yash is a vada in the whole Yerusha.
No, because he's a vada, he's a vada that he has right to the whole thing.
Right. I should get everything. Why don't we say, well, every Ein Sof is Moitzi Midei Vaday. The Vaday can't prove it. So why, in the first case, we all agree. You have a Zachar and a Tumtum. Everyone agreed the Zachar gets everything. You don't say Achlaiku. Why don't we tell the Zachar, you shouldn't get the whole thing? Maybe the Tumtum is a Zachar. And then you have to split it with him.
That's
in itself. It makes me the Vade. Well, he's a Vade why? He's a Vade Yerush. In this case also, in this case with the Tumtum and a girl, the Tumtum is also a Vade Yerush.
But he wants, the Tumtum wants to take out from this is the whole thing.
So in the first case, the Zohar wants to take from the Tumtum the whole thing. So here also, the Tumtum is a Vaday, he's Zichay Yerush.
He's not a Vaday like the Zohar was.
No, he's a Vaday, that's Yerushi, he's not a Safik. That's Yerushi, he's a Vaday in the whole thing.
No, he's only
like Safik, why? But he's Vaday Yerush.
Not the whole thing,
no, we said, well, the Zohar in the Tumtum is also only a Vaday in half. Just we consider a Yerush to always be a Vaday in the whole thing. Right? We said a Yerush, we look at it, that he's Yerush the whole thing.
He's under a
Briya. He's under a Briya, who's a Yerush, he's a Vaday Yerush.
Maybe he's not under a Briya.
But a Yerush in us.
Something
is a Briya. Well, there's a Shiloh and a is a Briya of the Asma. A Tumtum is a Zohar, okay, but Tumtum just it can't be told. But she's not about the Irish, because if the Tumtum's a Zohar, she's not the Irish. It's not her fault, it's the Tumtum's fault that made all the problems. It's true, but why should that matter? Why should that matter? Is the Mekeva, is the daughter of Adai? Daughter's not a Vaday. Maybe Eliyonavi will come and will tell us that the Tumtum is a Zohar. And you, what you're really doing is blaming the Tumtum. You're saying it's his fault. But I mean, we're not going to punish him. What are we going to do? He was born a Tumtum. I mean, it's. See, there it's very good. By Tumtum, because there, each one could push him because the Zohar has a superiority to him. And in the cave has superiority. So each one could say, go to the other one. Here, there's no superiority at all. The Tumtum, if anything, is superior. The Tumtum is superior to the cave in Yerusha. Because he may be a Zohar, or he may be equal. Certainly not less. Why does he have to be right? He's a Vaday Yerush.
This
is like a house. Why do we need to be done in place? And the Zohar with the Tumtum, the Zohar is also about the Yerush. We have a Zohar and a Tumtum. The Zohar is a Vaday in how much? So if you're behind the Tumtum and then the cave, the Tumtum is also in the hole.
No, it's only Vaday in half. We don't know if it's Zohar.
But Reb Chaim said that somebody's a Vaday in half is a Vaday in the hole because he yarshed the whole thing. Did Reb Chaim say that every Yerush is considered Yerush in the
whole
thing?
So he's not a Vaday
Zohar,
so he can't be. Since
he's a Zohar in the cave, will be the same.
If you don't have the Tzad, the Zohar will be.
He's a Vaday Yerush. We have a Tzad, he's a Zohar, a Tzad is in the cave. He's certainly a Yerush.
Why is he
Vaday
Yerush? Because the Tzad in the cave, he's not a Vaday Yerush,
fine. But in the cave, there's also Yerush in the whole thing. You have two Nekevus, one's a Vaday child and one's a Suffolk child. So the one who's a Vaday wins and the one's a Suffolk child.
Then she's also a Vaday.
How's she a Vaday? If he's a Zohar, then she's not a Vaday.
He's not a Vaday. Vaday doesn't
mean nothing. What are you talking about? Yeah, but if I talk about me, you say things that make sense, but I don't understand the word.
Same thing as Vaday Shema. You believe me, that he's a Vaday. He's a Vaday. What is he? You don't know what he's going to do.
I don't understand the word. I'm saying it's about a Yerush. Let's say you have a Yerush who doesn't know if he's a Zohar in the cave. That makes him a Suffolk. Let's say a man dies. He only has one child. That child's a Tumtum. That's his only child. Is that child a Suffolk Yerush? No. His child Yashin. When he's a Zohar in the cave. He doesn't know why he's Yashining. He doesn't know if it's because he's a Zohar because he's in the cave. But who cares? He's the only child, the Yashins. So now they have two children. There's a him and a the cave. He's still a Vaday Yerush. He doesn't know why he's Irish, is it because he's not from the Kaiba? But he's still Irish.
Not a Vaday in the whole thing.
Just as much a Vaday in the whole thing as Tysus' case and as the case of Sub Zion. He doesn't know why, but he's such a yayish.
But the
right. That's true.
But
that's not stopping at all.
But we do have a stopping at all.
That's different. But why do I care if he's a Zohar in the Keva? In cases where it matters, it matters. If you want to know if you should put on tefillin, I care if he's a Zohar in the Keva.
We don't care.
But if there are no boys, they're only a tum-tum, why do I care if he's a boy or a girl?
We don't care if there's no other.
When the Keva comes in, why do I care if this one's a boy or a girl? He's a Vada Yairish.
He's a Vada Yairish, but we're not going to apply any subject to the Vada. Because it seems that the Shulchan Aruch in Tzadik Yerushim is in Vada, somebody makes a time up, and his time is only a suffering. But he is in a cave, he doesn't have a time up. She says, I'm in a cave, and now your suffering has nothing.
Yeah, well, the Tumtum walks in, the Tumtum can tell the Zachar that your Yerush is also a suffix, so I may be a Zachar.
Right, this Taina is only a suffix of the Taina. This Taina, I want to get Yerusha, that Taina is a suffix. Maybe he's not a suffix. But he is in the Keva, doesn't even have to say Taina. It's just that everybody teaches in the Keva, everybody knows she's the daughter of the president of the body. And now Bezen has an algorithm. So they're all suffering.
I hear the words that you're saying. I hear the words that Shimshi is saying. But I don't see why it should matter, bottom line, the one's a Vade Yairish and one's a Suffolk Yairish. I'm wrong, because Shulchan Aruch says it, and the Mefarshim barely say anything about it. They check into that the Torah argues, which at least is a Chatzin Nechama. But Shulchan Aruch says, like you're saying, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tumtum and the Keva, they split. That doesn't Shulchan Aruch. And I just don't. Yes.
How is everyone
to make a
Yerusha?
Maybe the
Zohar gets different. After the Zohar, whoever gets Yerusha. Because different Zohar gets it, and after that, split it.
What do you mean split it? No, if it would be in the Keva and a brother, if the Nifter left a brother and a daughter, so the daughter gets everything, not the brother. Right, so it's said Yerusha. First sons, then daughters. What you're really saying is that a tumtum is a separate category.
It's a category
but it's not. Tumtum is a suffix office of the cable. That's what a tumtum is. We understand that in the body is something that can tell us it is Zohar in the Keva, right? The Gemara talks about Tumtum Shenikra, the Nimsa Zohar. There's something there, we just can't establish it is a Zohar in the Keva. So, there's no really, a Tumtum is really just a suffix. Tumtum's born, you know, today they do a blood test to see if he's a Zohar in the Keva. They could tell on the genes if he's a Zohar in the Keva. But he's one or the other. Persons of self, it can't be mighty from persons of Adah, right? Kashtus, it goes on the person. The cave is a suffix Irish. She's not a suffix if she's male or female, but she's a suffix if she's a Irish or not. Right? That's what matters to me at this point. Is she a Irish or isn't she a Irish? Why? I have a feeling we could argue about this for the rest of the Shia. I'm going to move on. I would like, though, somebody should explain it to me. I'm not looking to be difficult. I just would like to, I'd like to understand. The words of Shulchan Aruch are Yarshim B'Shavah. That's the words. Yarshim B'Shavah. The Keva that treats the Tumtum as the Keva, and the Keva and the Keva. It's not it's recorded. It's just basically. Because you're calling the Tumtum a Safik. See, this is what you're saying. The Tumtum's a Safik, and this is why what you were saying. Tumtum's a Safik. Vada Safik. He's the Gabi Yerusha. He's a Vada. The Tumtum is a Vada. That's what bothers me. Tumtum is a Lagabi in many things, but Tumtum is a Safik. Lagabi Yerusha, Tumtum is a Vaday.
But in
the
case of the Vaday,
the Tumtum is not a Safik. That's what bothers me. Everyone, people are calling Tumtum a Safik. The Tumtum is not a Safik. Lagabi Yerusha, the Tumtum is a Vaday. The fact that the Tumtum doesn't know if he's a Mr. or a Mrs., what does that have to do with it? If there are no boys. But he Vaday is a Yerush, and the question is, how much do you get? So that's exactly the same case as a Zohar in a Tumtum. The Zohar is a Vaday, it's a Safik, how much he gets. So that's why I don't understand. I want to move on just because we have to move on. Okay. Just finish the Mishnah, let's see. Alright, the Mishnah has a case of Hayushnayim Reich and Agabi Behema. Same thing, same akulashali, same akulashali, So normally we learn this Mishnah, it's just another example. So Rashi says, why do I need another example? Agav is telling you a chiddush in Kinyanim, Reichem Amanik Shem Shava, that, alright, so we'll wait for the Gemara we're talking about. There's only one nekuda here that we have to stop for a minute. The first day when we started this Mishnah, a week ago, I started by telling you that when two people are holding a talis, the way you could learn either that each one's holding the Torah is Vaday, or each one's holding the Torah is Safik. Either each one is a Muzik, or each one is not a Muzik. And we spoke about the fact sometimes you have a Muzik who's the Torah is Vaday, some of you have a Muzik who's the Torah is Safik. Rabbi Reb Naftali said, he said a regular muzik, if not two people. I'm holding something. I'm holding my jacket. I'm a muzik b'tayres vaday. As we said, Amari Kama says it's his. I win because I'm holding the jacket. It's my jacket. We mentioned two exceptions. There are two cases that you're only a muzik b'tayres safik. One of the cases of a muzik b'tayres safik. But there are two things that even though you're holding it, the Amari Kama is going to win. What were the two cases? Devarim asuriyim lahashul lahaskir. Something that's normal to lend, like a pen. If I'm holding a pen, and it was originally yours, my muzik is meaningless, so I'm only holding the Torah Safik. And gaidras. What is gaidras? Animals. We said that gaidras, animals is different. Animals, since animals walk on their own, since an animal goes out on its own, so the an animal, that just because you're holding it doesn't make you a Moses. If the Marikama would come, the Marikama would be able to take away from you. The fact you're a Moses doesn't win against the Marikama. Because you're not a Moses, but Teres Vadai are gorgeous. So the problem is, we learned in Tosfos, the Tosfos learned Shnayim Ozim B'Talis means each one's holding and each one wins B'Talis is a Muzik B'Talis Vaday. Right? But Shnayim Ozim B'Talis, Tosfos learned each one's Muzik B'Talis Vaday. We understood Rashi to hold, Rashi held each one's Muzik B'Talis Safik. We said a bunch of Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina was, I think the first one that was mentioned. If two people are holding a Talis, then what is a Marikama? One is a Marikama, he could show he was a Marikama, does he win? So we learned that according to Rashi, the Marikama will win. The other person loses the Terasafi. But the way Tosfos learns the Mishnah, Shnayim Moyes and Vitalis, is even in a case where one of them is a Marikama and the other one's not a Marikama, Shnayim Moyes and Vitalis, because your Moses Viteris Vadai. So in the Meila, the whole Mishnah goes that your Moses Viteris Vadai and everything makes. And that's the way Tosfos learns the whole Mishnah. What are you going to do by Shnayim Reich and Agabi Behema? By Shnayim Reich and Agabi Behema, it's Goydress. What are you going to do now? You're going to say, it's not cool that each one is holding a Bateris Vadai. So Fred, or Bachanan asks, or Shlaim asks, that in the case of Goydress, Tosfos can't be consistent in the Mishnah. Tosfos can't be consistent. Tosfos, who learned Shnayim Moyes and Vitalis, each one's a Moser Bateris Vadai, and our Mishnah means you win no matter what, and Oz and Shani, you only win because your Oz and Bateris Vadai, how's he going to learn the case of Gaidras? The case of the Sefer? It's an animal. There's no Moser Bateris Vadai by animals. So if he's not a Moser Bateris Vadai by animals, then the way Tosfos learned the Reisha, that Ayus and Shani, because each one's a Moser Bateris Vadai, is a problem learning it into the Sefer by Shnayim Reich and Agabi Behema. The Mishnah, at the least, is inconsistent. And it's even worse, really, because we understood Tosfos Shita, Ayus and Shani, is the whole din of Yachloiku, is gebayt on the fact that they're Shnayim Reich and that they're both Mazakim. So here, where it's Gaidrais, the whole Tosfos Hope shot in the beginning of the Mishnah doesn't fit at the end of the Mishnah. So this is apparently there seems to be a problem here with the Sefer. So Rav Chanan answers, and Rav Shlaima says this is Rav Shlaima's two terutzim, this is one of his terutzim. He says a chiddush. He says that the din that if you're holding Gaidrais, you're not a Mosif. Why you're not a Mosif by Gaidrais? Why is an animal different than a talus? Because animals walk on their own. Zakra Bochana, the din that we said that by Gaidrais, you're not a Mosif Bateris Vadai, that is only true if the other person is tining that the animal walked on its own. If he's tining, you're not a mosik, it was my animal and it walked into your property, then you lose your kayach of mosik, because it's a logical tainer. Masha'enke, if the other person is not tining that, he's not saying it walked on its own. He's saying ani mitzasiyah and you're saying ani mitzasiyah, you both claim you found it first. So Trabal Chanan, in that case, Gaidrus is the same as Talus. There's no difference. And he proves it from Devar Masuyim Lahashul Lahaskir. He says, he brings from Masech Shavuos, that's the same thing, let's say a pen. We're fighting over a pen. Are you a Mosek in a pen? So the Gemara in Shavuos says, you could be a Mosek in a pen. It's only if the other one tines, I lent it to you. If he tines, I lent it or I rented it to you. Then you're not a Moses. But if he has a different tainer, he's just tining anima to see, and you're tining anima to see, or he's tining anima kachtia, and you're tining anima kachtia. So then, Moses is a Moses. Even by Gaidrus, and even by Tavar Masu, Mahashu, Mahaskir. The only time Gaidrus is different is if the person tines and walked on its own. If that's not what he's tining, then you're a regular Moses. And a talus is the same as a behemoth. Wonderful. This is this is Rabbi Chana's teretz or Shlaima's teretz, which I think is very mistaver. What?
The whole time of Yilus is given a talus, one of Yilus.
Because otherwise, say Kabbalah and Gavah. And as he says, if there wouldn't be Arizin, then say Kabbalah and Gavah. Just since there
isn't.
By Shem Reich, then, because that's. So that's the Hebrew Rebbe Chaim is saying, that even Mishnah and Reichvin, they're both called Eisim. As long as no one tiny has walked on its own, no difference in the palace and the bed. Okay, just what comes out, I think it's a very... It's very mistavadik of Ochanan and Shlomo and Baruch Hashem, everyone agrees on this. Just it comes out interesting that there is a chiddush in Reichvin Agave Behema. I mean, the kasha that why does the Gemara, why does the Mishnah need a second case, comes out there is a shtickle chiddush in it. That by Behema also, they're both called Eisim. It comes out we have a Havana that there is a chiddush. Now, we could learn it from the Gemara. Okay, so the Mishnah can tell us that. You don't have to answer what I'm saying, because I'm not saying it's fair. I'm saying it's fine. There's a Chiddush. Oh, the Gemara says for Reichen and Mani. I don't think it says Shnei and Reichen. I took a quick look. You have to see it. The Gemara says a Chiddush Shnei and Reichen, then you're right. The Gemara says a Chiddush and Reichen and Mani. Okay, the end of the Mishnah. Okay. So that's the end of the case of Reich. Last line and a half of the Mishnah. If they're both Maida, I don't know why they're coming to Bezin. They're both Maida, they both picked up a talus, and one of them says we picked it up together, the other one says we picked it up together, so it belongs to them. So that's Pshita. So the Gemara will say, Bukhar is Pshita. The Gemara will get to that. Or if there are witnesses, the witnesses that what? How do you understand sheyesh lahem eidim? The witnesses that say, what do witnesses say? Huh? The witnesses say, is that the way you understood it? So let's see. You can learn two ways into this mission. You can learn sheyesh lahem eidim. Means that there's one pair of witnesses, and that one pair of witnesses says they picked it up together, which is the way the Beis Halevi learned. Beis Halevi understood Pshat in the Mishnah, as Pshat starts with, that it means that they both picked it up, that there's one pair of witnesses, and the witnesses say, we saw them pick it up together. Any problem with that Pshat? We get the Beis Halevi's kasha, the Pashuk Shad. No problem, no? Two witnesses say they picked it up together. The only problem you could have is the Chayrat's Pashuk. But it's the Chayrat's easy case. Two witnesses say they picked it up together. Of course, that is how. The other way to learn, the Rishash learns, Sheyesh Lahem Eidim means that you have tray to tray. You have two witnesses that say Reuven picked it up first, and you have two witnesses that say Shimon picked it up first. You have tray to tray. Since you have tray to tray, so chalkin. The chiddush is below shvur. You have two witnesses say Reuven picked it up first, two witnesses say Shimon picked it up first. So now they divide the talus. The chiddush is below shvur. Why below shvur? Why below shvur? So why do we say yesterday? If you have tray to tray, do you swear? By tray to tray, do you swear? So I mentioned to you yesterday that it depends how you learn shvur. If you have two witnesses against two witnesses, in a case where a person will be chayav shvur. So we said, if you learn shvur is a birur, shvur is a proof. So when you have tray to tray, there's no reason to swear. Because you're not going to add any proof. Once you have two witnesses and two witnesses, your proof doesn't add anything. So if you learn Shmuel as a birur, then the mission is very good. You have two against two. There's no reason to swear. You have tray to tray. There's no reason to swear. If you learn that by tray to tray, there is a chi of Shmuel, what I called yesterday tashlumin, which means the word tashlumin, the idea of tashlumin is that I'm chayiv the Shmuel not to bezdin, not to prove it to bezdin. I'm chayiv the Shmuel, I have to swear to this person. I have to give him a Shmuel. So if you hold it, it's a tashlum. And I mentioned to you yesterday that then tray to tray, you do have to swear. You still have to swear. Tray to tray, so you still have to swear. And that is the Shas Shita. which the Rishash brings, that even by Trey Vitre you still have to swear. So fact the Rishash, the way he learned the Mishnah, that our Mishnah is talking Trey Vitre. So he has the Kasha on the Shach, according to the Shach, that by Trey Vitre you still have to swear. So now a Mishnah, Yesh Leim Eidim, it's Trey Vitre. Why are you parted from a Shmuah? So what that's what the Rishon says. Okay, one second. The easy way out is to say, okay, so the Rishash learned like the Beis Halevi's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Shach would learn like the Beis Halevi's Pshat in the Mishnah. Say that, the Shach would learn again a Pshat in the Mishnah. But the Rishash answers, like you're saying, the Rishash says that normally, Trey Vitre, you have to swear. But in our Mishnah, the whole reason you have to swear is one. Gemara says the reason for the Shmuel and Mishnah is Shalai Yehei Kol Echad Haileh V'Tekef Talisa Shafaveirai V'Emer Shaliyu. The reason for the Shmuel and Mishnah is that it shouldn't be easy for people to just go on the street, grab someone's talis and say it's mine. So it's up to Rishash in a case where you have two Eidim and two Eidim. That's not a case that a person could say, I'll just go on the street and do it. When you're going to do it, you're going to find two Eidim, I'm going to say it's yours, and two Eidim say it's his. The whole Hechatimtza is a rare Hechatimtza. So it's up to Rishash. In this case, the Shach will be Maidi, you don't swear. Because here it's not the Chiyav Shvuah here is not a Teshlumin. The Chiyav here is not a Chiyav to the other person. The Chiyav Shvuah here is a safeguard. It's a safeguard that this thing shouldn't happen all the time. In case of Trey Vitre, which certainly won't happen all the time, you get two witnesses this way, two witnesses that way, in that case, that's the Pshat Chalka B'lo Shvuah. So that's what the Rishash says, and that's how the Rishash learned the Mishnah. We have left just the Beis Halevi, his Pshat in the Mishnah, which I'm not going to get into today, we'll do tomorrow. Just, there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayis, again, the fifth Rabbi Kiva Eger, we've spoken about the Rabbi Kiva Eger, just there's a short cash. He just says, Oishi Yesh Lahen Eidim, Cholkim B'lo Shvuah. Correct Rabbi Kiva Eger, you need two witnesses to pati you from a shvuah? That's not true. We're going to learn in the Gemara that eid hamisayeya patis, one witness patis is from a shvuah. If I'm chayav a shvuah, the Rosh says in the Gemara in the Amud Beis that eid hamisayeya, one witness patis a shvuah. So Fretz Rabbi Kiva Eger, oishiyeshlam eidim chalka b'lo shvuah. Even if an eid echad, it should also pat the chamishvah. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. So tomorrow we're going to learn the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi himself, after he says his pshat of the Mishnah, says what he's there. Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is answered. So we'll do that tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to start the Gemara.